From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Ontario NDP leader Andrea Horvath is confident that the latest attempt at a private member's bill to regulate gas prices will pass. It's sponsored by Timmins MPP Gilles Bisson, who shared an online news conference with Horvath today. He says the legislation would see the Ontario Energy Board set the province-wide retail price every Monday based on the rack price of oil as it hits the Port of New York.
And then they make sure that there's a fair compensation to those people from the time we receive the oil till when we transform it into gasoline or diesel for your vehicle, so that people can make a return on their investment.
Biso emphasizes that return on investment does not mean the ability to gouge the market. There have now been 47 people in the territory covered by the Porcupine Health Unit who have died of COVID-19. That's the total with the latest death, of which the health unit will say no more. The region has the highest per capita case rate in the province, prompting a plea from PHU to continue doing things like sanitizing your hands and wearing a mask in a public situation. Among COVID-19 measures that the Ontario government removed yesterday is the extension of an expired driver's license. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi says it's up to you to renew your license just in case you ever have to show it to an officer.
So in the absence of holding a document that shows that your exemption was further applied, then the officers may very well, depending on the circumstance, of course, lay the charge of driving without a license.
You can do that either online or at Service Ontario in the 101 Mall. Until it was confirmed to be a false alarm, things were no doubt tense for Timmins police officers and the guards inside a Brinks armored car yesterday afternoon. Dispatchers received an alarm from the car, prompting a high-risk takedown. Following protocol very closely, the officers confirmed that the alarm had been accidentally triggered. People in late afternoon traffic saw the cruiser surrounding the Brinks car on Cedar Street next to City Hall. We have a photo on MyTimmonsNow.com. Finally this afternoon, scientists say a leftover Chinese rocket will smash into the moon on Friday. The space junk is expected to create a crater that could fit several tractor trailers when it hits the moon at 9,300 kilometers an hour. The impact won't be seen by telescopes, and experts believe it could take months for satellites to confirm it. China isn't claiming the rocket as its own, but experts say it's been floating in space since it was launched almost 10 years ago. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.